As part of her regular report to KPCW, Rodriguez said they recently finished some focus group meetings on the 224 analysis to reconfirm their conclusions. She said one question for the plan is whether a bus lane would go in the middle of the highway or on the sides.
We are still waiting for the final results, but it looks like we would be leaning towards west side running of 224. And again, we're still waiting for the final wrap up, but I think that is what we'll go forward in looking at in the environmental process.
Okay. And so what are we talking about? One lane in
bi-directional. So yes, in both directions. So it's two transit lanes.
Right, in either direction.
Mm-hmm.
And the thinking about the west side was because a lot of that traffic would be coming into the canyons area?
Well, no, there was a lot of different characteristics that make the west side more appealing, whether that's environmental constraints, whether that's private property owners, access. There's many variables that went into it.
The plan will also make room for bicyclists.
So there will be accommodations for the road bikers, and all of that will be determined during the design and environmental phases.
So these would go with the bus lanes as opposed to how we have it on the existing highway.
Exactly.
Now.
So right now the buses operate on the shoulder, sort of in the breakdown lane. And this almost, I call it street legal as a joke, but it really just makes it more of a divided lane so people really, really understand that this is a bus transit. It may be maybe the hotel shuttles can operate in that lane, but it's really a divided lane so people understand it's not for a single occupancy vehicle.
Rodriguez said there will still be two lanes running either way for single occupant vehicles. And we also asked if the bus lane will accommodate carpool vehicles.
Again, that will have to be determined during the design phase, and it's called a managed lane, but we really have to understand the safety of that and also the enforcement of that. Hotel shuttles, other types of buses and mass transit, they're used to driving those types of vehicles, and they're specially trained. And if it's just someone commuting and driving a few other people, are they going to be able to operate safely in that managed lane? And that's something we'll have to look at.
She also said the bus lane plan would add a minimal amount of new pavement to what's on Highway 224 already. She said she and Part City's transit manager, Alfred Knotts, will go to their respective councils to get their approval for the 224 analysis. Then the project would move to the environmental stage in order to get federal funding. On a related item, she said they're in the final stages for design of the Ecker Hill Park and Ride lot off Kilby Road. The county council just last week approved a bond from the Canyons Resort Assessment Area to finance the project.
And I believe that the plan is it will go out to bid very soon and hopefully start construction as soon as school gets out. And we hope that it will be finished before school goes back into session.
And again, the plan there is to widen Ecker Hill, or I guess that's Kilby Road, actually, in some places just to make it
easier.
Yep,
and create those turn pockets so those wishing to turn are not holding up the rest of the traffic.
And that's going to be 500 parking spots, huh?
Give or take, yep.
Summit County Transportation Manager Caroline Rodriguez. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.